What will schools look like after 2030? It's a simple question, but one that forces us to rethink something much bigger, not just where learning happens, but what learning itself should become. In the paper Phygital Learning Ecosystems and Places Beyond 2030, researchers Carlo Giovanella and Giuseppe Roccasalva challenge the traditional idea of school. For over a century, schools have largely followed the same model. Classrooms organized around efficiency, standardized teaching, and passive learning. Rows of desks, fixed schedules, one teacher, many students. A system designed for an industrial age. But today's world asks for something different. Students need to develop creativity, critical thinking, collaboration, adaptability, and perhaps most importantly, the ability to learn continuously throughout life. The authors argue that this requires a new educational paradigm, the smart learning ecosystem. A smart learning ecosystem is not just a smarter classroom filled with technology. It's an environment where physical spaces, digital tools, people, and communities are all interconnected to support meaningful learning. This is where the concept of phygital comes in, a fusion of the physical and the digital. Imagine learning spaces that change depending on the activity, collaborative zones for teamwork, quiet corners for reflection, flexible laboratories for experimentation, and outdoor environments connected to the local community. Now imagine digital systems that enhance these spaces, interactive walls, immersive technologies, smart sensors, and hybrid tools that allow learning to continue seamlessly across physical and virtual environments. But the paper makes an important point. Technology is not the destination. It is only valuable when it supports people. That means improving participation, encouraging inclusion, strengthening well-being. At the heart of this vision is a shift in educational philosophy, from simply learning information to learning by being. In other words, education should help students build knowledge, yes, but also identity, agency, and social responsibility. The school of the future, according to this paper, should no longer be isolated from society. It should become a hub, open to neighborhoods, connected to local culture, and engaged with real-world problems. A place where students don't just prepare for life, they actively participate in it. So the real message of Phygital Learning Ecosystems and Places Beyond 2030 is this. The future of education is not about replacing classrooms with screens. It's about redesigning learning as a human-centered ecosystem, flexible, connected, and deeply responsive to the needs of learners. A shift from buildings where teaching happens to environments where people learn, grow, and belong. And perhaps that is the most important lesson for education beyond 2030.